Welcome to StarTalk Radio's Classic Episodes. I'm your host, Neil deGrasse Tyson, your personal astrophysicist. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. Please go to our website at www.startalkradio.net. And, of course, we're on Facebook, StarTalk Radio. Enjoy the show.
Our universe is filled with secrets and mysteries, leaving us with many questions to be answered. Now, more than ever, we find ourselves searching for those answers as the very fabric of space, science, and society are converging. Here, for the first time, these worlds collide as we give you the knowledge that breaks the barrier between what is science and what is merely pop culture. This is StarTalk.
Now, here's your hosts, astrophysicist Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson and comedian Lynn Coblitz. StarTalk.
We're back on StarTalk. Lynn Coblitz, good to see you again. I missed you last week.
I know. I always miss you.
You're so busy, like, working.
I got to work for my money, Neil. I'm back on the stroll.
We don't pay enough here? All right.
Back on the stroll. That's the life of a comedian.
You're listening to Star Talk Radio. I'm your host, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Joining with me, my co-host, Lynn Coblitz, stand-up comedian and actress. So, what we've got here is Star Talk Radio. You can track us at startalkradio.net. And not only that, we're now podcastable on iTunes. All you have to do is go, like, search for StarTalk, startalkradio.net.
I think it's great that we talk about science on this show, and you're an astrophysicist, and the two of us just had a total spaz moment where we couldn't get sound on the air. See, we're real people.
Yeah. No, we're good. I think we're good now.
So we're on, this is our 13th show?
13th show, Baker's Dozen. That's right. That's
our 13th show, and I think it's been kind of successful.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of ways to measure that, how many people call in, how many emails we get. And
it's really been a little experiment because we didn't know how it was going to work out, Neil.
Yeah,
an astrophysicist and, you know, a space cadet, as they like to call me in the intro.
I think of you as a space brigadier general sometimes.
Thank you so much. And according to what Stephen Colbert said on
Sample complete. Ready to continue?